150.
That's a lot of doctors.
More doctors, more services, treating more conditions.
And keeping more families healthy.
World-class medicine, right here, close to home at Thibodaux Regional.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is waiting for the previews to start in a movie theater.
Hey, you want anything? Popcorn? Soda? No, nothing.
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hindsight is 2020, and 2020 was a brutal year that for most of it felt out of control. But you know how you can be in control? You can be in control of your job, your career. Yes. In 2020, my computer career helped more people start IT careers than ever. Don't look back with 2020 hindsight next year and see yourself in that 2020 job. Take control. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Wendy's new classic chicken sandwich is now in the 2 for $5. And that's reason to celebrate. Try the new classic and then take your mouth on a victory lap with the iconic Dave's single. The delicious spicy chicken sandwich, spicy or crispy 10-piece nuggets, or just get another classic chicken sandwich. Taste greatness today with Wendy's 2 for $5. We got you.
For a limited time, a la carte only. Price and participation may vary. U.S. Wendy's.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan.
All right, hour two, we're underway. Jordan Kleber.
See your tickets? Can I see your tickets?
Oh, no. Waiting to board the bus, head on over to the airport. There it is, air farewell. Flight 000. Stop it. Don't wave. Don't wave. If you like to put a member of the Saints roster on, then you can make the bus a number of ways. Drew Brees. I'm putting him on the bus. It's time. It's time to go back to San Diego and retire.
I think putting him on an airplane is a little too nice. We don't want to get him to their final destination quickly.
Come on. Stop it.
I say we get him in
here
one
in
of those.
Here in New Orleans, we're about making your stay. We're about,
get in one of those Greyhound buses.
We're different kind of peoples in New Orleans.
That's an
you know
old
that.
Greyhound bus that no. has no AC.
Come on.
Have to crack the window. Send you across the country. All right, you want to go to California?
We're not even giving him a plane, huh? We're just
nope.
We're going to bus
old
you back.
In
this thing?
In that thing. Sorry, guys. We can't get it started. It's going to have to wait another day.
That doesn't sound very, very thankful. You know what? Let's just do it.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
It's hump day.
Hump day! I know you can hear me. Let's get stupid.
Today's more about what that camera Wednesday hump day is.
Hey, is Shock Gene Addition on the ground. Head coach Sean of the Payton letting you know you've made it to the midway point of your work week. I know it's still a bummer. No Saints this weekend. I hadn't forgotten. I will talk about LSU's game last night. Chris Blair, remember, voice of the Tigers. Remember what he said, Jordan, to us after these words of wisdom?
And to all the ladies, peace and happiness forever.
Said, look out for that Alabama three ball. 23 of them go down, 105-75. The final. It was 27-6 at one point. No Moss.
Wasn't like, the only team showing up with threes?
No Moss. Well, yeah, the Pels struggled with the three.
On both
63
sides.
63 of the 118 by the Jazz. The three ball, Pels just 6 of 26, Zion 32. I'll give you my suggestion to David Griffin coming up this hour. Cajun Goat, thank you for holding on, sir. What you got for us today, man?
All right, man. I'm ready to put a few people on the bus.
All right, hold on.
But I'm probably the same ones that's been getting on the bus. Okay, Jared Cook, definitely. Definitely Andres Pete. He definitely needs to get on the bus. Mm-hmm. And Anzalone, I think the guy from the Buccaneers is still pushing him on the bus. Because I've seen him get pushed around so much, I think the dude pushed him all the way into the bus.
Okay.
And then Drew Brees has to get on the bus, but I want him to get on the bus with a smile. So if you're going to put a big sign on the back of the bus, don't put Drew Brees on there. Mm-hmm. Put Braylon doing the gritty on the back of the bus. That way he can smile when he gets on.
There's different levels of the bus. There's a bad bus, and then there's a, you know,
we
one for
multiple buses?
One for Hall future first ballot Hall of Famer.
So we say, are we getting a limo then? Let's get a limo.
We're getting more than a limo for Drew Brees.
Okay. No, I think you got to have two aisles of the bus. You know, you got two sides of the bus.
Okay.
The bad side sits on the bad side. The good side sits on the good side. And then they should have something that should be in the back of the bus. And we'll put the Pelican players that I want to get rid of in there.
Oh, no.
I think.
Wait a minute. No, well, you know, it is the same parking lot. I mean, we can do a 2-for-1.
It's
here.
The same parking lot. We'll chain off the basketball area in the back.
Cajun Goat, it's my next topic. I am. I'm with you. I'm ready to put three players on the bus. So,
I have Melly.
Okay.
Melly needs to get on the bus. I don't know what happened to his game or what's going on with him. Definitely Lonzo Ball. He's got to get on the bus. And this one's going to shock you, Gus, but he really gives us nothing. He reminds me of Kendrick Williams. I mean, he gives you hustle, but he can't shoot the ball. And that's Josh Hart. When he's on the floor, he really hurts us. They say he's playing defense, but I'm watching him play defense, and they scored all over him anyway.
Okay.
So, I mean, he's another one that I'm not. Now, this is a question, Gus. I want you to ask one of the guys that cover the team closely.
Okay.
The kid that we got from the kid in the Australian league, did he?
Yes.
Who played well, if you remember, in summer league, Gus. He was just as good as Nikhil on the floor and Jackson on the floor. Why haven't we brought this kid in? And what's the holdup? He's over in Australia winning championships, if I remember right.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he was a valuable player of the league. Why is this kid still over there? And he has a good 3-point shooter.
I will get that answer for you. Sounds good?
Yeah, because, I mean, I don't understand why we're hiding talent and it's a young player that we could be developing right now instead of having him overseas developing. I mean, we could send Melly over there, get him developed or something, because, I mean, these guys are not playing, you know what I'm saying?
Look, I'm with you, man.
I don't know. And you have like a Thorhorn. You have a Thorhorn on the roster.
Mm-hmm.
Who doesn't? When he gets a little playing time, but you can make a spot for Diddy on that roster. And if you remember, he was a great defender in the summer league. I mean, the kid had everything. But I don't understand why we're not bringing him over. And I'm for this. I agree totally with Will Guillory said. I think you should have Lonzo and Bledsoe separated if you're going to play him. You need they should be swapping out for each other if you're going to play them at the point.
I hear you, man.
I would like to get an update on Diddy Lozada.
I just asked Daniel. I think there's a team reason behind it. I know quarantine was part of getting him back and forth.
He's with the Sydney Kings.
But I'm going to find out for sure. He's texting me now, so I'll pass it along to you. But look, Cajun Goat, it's my next topic, and it's something I want to address. And I'm looking at it in a number of different ways. It's not just the emotional. It's just not this. It's just not, I'm a fan. Because I do think it's a conundrum. I do, to an extent. And then I'm going to go back and forth with it. But it does that. So.
I got a last question for you, too. And I was starting to get a little faith in Van Gundy, but you know I didn't really have any faith in him to begin with. But, man, I just think he's getting out-coached in a few of these games. I understand we got to hit the shots. I understand, you got to play hard on defense and this. But the rotations you're putting in, if you noticed last night, Gus, whenever Gobert went out, he kept Adams in. Adams got his run. And then as soon as he took Adams out and he put Jackson in there, they threw Gobert back into the game.
Mm-hmm.
And Gobert is just way too much for Jackson Hayes right now.
Right.
Granted, so Jackson's playing good ball. But the rotations were bad. I don't know, it's almost like he's watching, but he's not seeing. And his defenses are just not built for this. What's going on right now in the league.
Look, that's a tough team to play with, again. But, yeah, I hear what you're saying. I think Jackson's gotten better since the beginning of the season, the last three games. But the defense, the rotations, look, it was literally one of the first criticisms I had this season of the bench isn't deep enough. You need to try some other guys, try some other bigs and those things. So I'll tell you this. Daniel just responded to me. The team feels that he needs more development, so he's playing one more year in Australia in terms of Didi Lozado. So there you go. That's what's happening with him over there. Look, I do think this, and I don't know if I'm reading into it or not, but I've reached out to several people, and I don't know if I'm that far off. So yesterday after the game, it took Stan Van Gundy a little bit to do his post-game press conference. He still did it, but it was 30, 35 minutes, 40 minutes. It was not immediately after the game. Pell's post-game on the radio had gone by. It was substantially later than normal. That is not normal. That's not to say that there's a reason for it, but normally it would be like Sean Payton takes an hour to get to the post-game presser. And I would look at it as this. That means you're having a conversation, right? I mean, something's keeping you from going. And like I said, normally it's Jordan what? I mean, it's before players. I mean, it's 5-10 minutes after the game.
You arrive there, right. Coach is coming.
So that tells me maybe you've had a little longer discussion in the locker room with the team afterwards. It probably means that you're having a discussion with Trajan and David. We saw in L.A. that they were with the team. So maybe you're having some talks. Because, again, you watched last night, and Cajun Goat, it's why it's going to be my next topic. It's apparent the guard play is hurting this team. Now, what can you do about it? Okay, there are more basketball people there than there are in this room or even on this phone line. We watch it. We understand it. Those guys live, eat, breathe, and have played and coached and run basketball. There's no way they can't see the following. Ready, Cajun Goat? Just give me the answer here.
Go ahead.
How has Zion Williamson played this year?
He's played great. He's okay.
How has Steven Adams played?
He's played great.
How's Brandon Ingram played?
Up and down, but I believe it's because you don't have guard play.
Okay, but my point is, he's averaged 20 points.
If you put up 22, right? This is right. If you're putting up 20 points, but you're shooting 20 shots, mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of like, is that good? Okay, because, I mean, he misses a lot, Gus.
But my point is,
I think it's because he doesn't get that open shot.
Okay, but he's averaging 22.8 for the season.
Right.
And the first six games, he was playing really well. Last six or seven, he's gone down just a little bit. But my point is, those three players I just named you, would you say good enough to be able to win some games here in the NBA, those three guys?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay. They've lost 5 of 6. They failed to close out games, and the main reasons they have is turnovers, lack of decision-making, and perimeter defense. What position, by the way, does Zion, Ingram, and Adams play? Would you say overall the front court?
No. Yeah, it's those guys are under the goal.
It's the front court. Yeah. It's those forwards in the center. So I guess what I'm trying to get you to come with me is it's the guards.
Yeah,
it's
we have guard no guard play. I'm with you on that.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's like it's that easy to look at it, right? So now the thing, though, is what do you do about it? What do you do about it? How do you fix it? What's the plan? And it starts with what I'm going to get into after this break, and it's Lonzo Ball. I legitimately feel that. So I'm going to get into that here in a bit, but Cajun Goat, I'm with you. I wrote you down. Anzalone. Go ahead.
Yeah, but do you figure, though, with Lonzo, the way we got with Lonzo and Josh Hart, because we can't leave him out of the conversation, he gets a lot of minutes.
Right.
And he blows a lot of layups, and he blows a lot of shots, and his shot is no prettier than Lonzo's ball shot when he goes up.
Because he's playing a lot of minutes. I think he's playing more minutes than he should. I think Lonzo, I think Josh Hart, right, playing, say, half of those minutes, he's averaging, what, like 25 minutes or something like that? I mean, if he plays half of that, I think he's really good for you.
Exactly. But, I mean, he's playing he keeps him on the floor way too long. And this is why I'm saying where I'm starting to get a little iffy on the coaching is when do you, I mean, if I can see it and everybody else can see it,
that's what I'm getting
why
at.
Doesn't the coach see it, and why don't they change it?
That's what I'm going to get into next segment, Cajun Go. That's why.
All right, but
and again,
I
don't know.
I could talk
to
you all day about it, but I'm just so frustrated.
No, I'm with you.
And you know, we didn't really turn the ball over last night much, Gus, and we still got our butt kicked.
You don't even want to know.
All right, bud. I'll catch you later. Yeah. Y'all have a great day.
Yep. No, turnovers was not the issue at all yesterday. We'll take a quick break. And, buddy, we got another caller. I hear that. Earl, I see it. Uncle Earl. Let me take the break, sir, because I think you're going to be a little bit. So let me take the break, and it will come to Uncle Earl since we've hit the break time. We'll come back. We'll take Uncle Earl, and then I'll give you what I think the Pels should do. Just my reasoning. Love to hear from you. No guests this hour. You are the guests. I want to hear from you. Who are we putting on the bus? And your thoughts on what I'm about to tell you about the Pels. The Sports Hangover in ESPN New Orleans.
What happened was unthinkable. Work as we know it powered down. But E-Tail is here to keep business on. On to turn your home office into a powerhouse. On to plan your epic power lunch. On to keep your virtual team connected. On to make you unstoppable. This is the one thing E-Tail business can do for you, and that's connecting you to work every day. E-Tail is on for business.
The new year is here. Aside from thankfully saying goodbye to 2020, it's time to say goodbye to the old you as well. Hey everyone, it's Gus Kattengell from Men's Total Health. Last year, did you notice any physical changes in you? Reduced energy or libido, increased body fat, ED, brain fog? You know, it could be low T. If you're suffering from low T, you don't have to accept it. Hormone balance can help you be your best self. Improve quality of life and relationships. Visit menstotalhealth.net or call 504-777-7590 to schedule an appointment. They accept all major insurances and tell them you heard it on the Sports Hangover.
Fleet Supply Warehouse has been providing the highest quality name brand batteries from AC Delco. Batteries for marine, car, truck, SUV, RV, ATV, motorcycle, golf cart, and dry cell batteries. They have Baldwin filters and more. Fleet Supply has your belt supply needs, including automotive, lawn equipment, agriculture, marine, and industrial. They have one of the largest belt selections and inventory in South Louisiana, located on Venture Boulevard in Houma, or call 985-868-0430 or check them out on Facebook.
Want more from your bank? Open a Cajun Pride checking account at State Bank and Trust Company and enjoy the benefits. Unlimited check writing, overdraft protection, online banking, mobile banking, debit card, ID theft assistance, safe deposit box discounts, prescription drug discounts, shopping, travel, entertainment discounts, and much more. Call or come in for more information about applicable fees and terms. State Bank and Trust Company. Cajun banking, served just the way you like it. State Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
What would you say you do here?
Sports.
All day long.
Hello, sports fans.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengell.
Sports Hangover, 800-998-1003. Uncle Earl, thanks for holding on during the break. What you got for us?
Uncle Gus, I couldn't talk. What is it, Wednesday? I'm still in my depressed hole.
Oh no,
Man! It's I didn't talk to you Monday, buddy, and I still don't want to watch sports for a few days. And Gus, if you agree with me, and I don't want to hash on it too much, but I think when Cooks fumbled the ball, pretty much the game went downhill after that. I think all the momentum changed. Gus, what I heard today with Breeze, and I'm sure you did, he was also playing with a tear in his rotator cuff and something with his foot.
Yeah, torn fascia is that long tendon on the bottom of your foot that, you know, starts kind of with your toes, goes to the heel of your foot over there. You know, plantar fasciitis, it's kind of similar to that where that same tendon, there's a tear on it. The inflammation is plantar fasciitis, and then having a fascia tear is that, but, yeah, man, it's crazy to hear what he, had to go through, you know?
It just seemed like Jameis actually would have put us in the best position to win health-wise, but being that it's Drew's last year, there was nothing stopping him, right, Gus? I mean, but Jameis probably would have been our best option, right, Gus?
with all the ailments Drew was having prior to the game Sunday.
All right, so it's a difficult question from this standpoint. Yes, physically, is one quarterback better than the other right now? Sure. I don't think I could say that he's not, right? I mean, Jameis Winston isn't dealing with broken ribs, a torn fascia, and, you know, a rotator cuff issue. So, yes, one quarterback is healthier than the other. One quarterback, though, knows the offense more. And, again, I go to this, and it's something that Maddie kind of brought up as well. The Saints were up 7, okay? It wasn't Drew that failed to score on those two plays. Now, you could say whether it's a running quarterback or something of that nature. They just didn't punch it in. I didn't care for the play calling those two opportunities, whatever. But you had opportunities, you just didn't cash in. To go up 6-0 could have been 10, if not 14. And then you come out the locker room, you stop them in 5 plays, you get the ball, you score, and you're on your way to going up 14 or 10. You're up 7. Drew Brees hits the slant perfectly. Jarrett Cook catches it perfectly. It's the right play call. It's the right read. And it's a first down. If he goes down, I think the Saints score either 3 or 7. So,
I agree.
You know, he's not healthy. He's not at the top of his game. But he's healthy enough that I think the Saints could have won. If that makes sense. They just didn't make plays, man. Michael Thomas didn't get open. Now, obviously, he's having surgery on his ankle and all those. I get all of that. But your top receiver can't not have a catch. Your tight end can't fumble the ball in that moment. You have to expect you're getting punched out. You have to hold on to it with two hands. Throw in the bad luck thing again, man. I mean, you have Harris, runs one back, could have done that a touchdown. Gets called back with a questionable push in the back. I'm not going to go flag or not, but, you know, it's questionable. And then what happens? Devin White pelays him. Here's the thing. As I go back for it and I look at it, we can discuss Brees and if Jameis would have been healthy and all that. Devin White single-handedly impacted the game. The Saints didn't have a player Sunday that single-handedly impacted the game. It started that way with Harris. It started that way. I mean, the Saints, Uncle Earl, they went for it. They went Atlanta Falcons, dude. They went for it on their 35-yard line in the first quarter on 4th-and-1. Now, I know it was a sneak and Brady got in, but they went for it. What if they wouldn't have? I mean, they were only down 6-0, but the momentum, the feel was, we better get this first down. That's nuts when you think about it. So, you know, a lot of focus is on Drew and all of that, and it should be. But, again, you made them go for it, man, in a playoff game. Go ahead.
I don't agree with that. Hey, Gus, real quick, your opinion. I'm sure Cooks is gone, maybe Jackrabbit. What other players are we going to lose that we have to get under the cap? And what can we keep? I mean, and if James is going to come back, man, do we have a shot to get back in the playoffs next year instead of going and having a rebuilding year and all that? Let's keep it going, Gus, you know? So I hope we're not losing a lot of good players, man.
Well, look, in all honesty, Uncle Earl, is going to be tough to keep everybody. You're not going to be able to. But there's one thing that this team has been able to do, and that's it. Find talent, be able to retool. I don't think it's a rebuild. It's a reload. To an extent, I keep calling it a remodeling. I keep calling it remodeling, right? We've all done some sort of remodeling to our homes. Whether it's the kitchen, the bathroom. Now, some are a little pricier than others. Some take a little more time. Some are a little more painstaking. Jordan, ask your dad, what's worse, redoing a kitchen or a bathroom? Because they're both pain in the butts and they're both expensive. But it's something like that. I think it's remodeling something that's going to take some time. It's going to give you some headaches. But at the end of the day, when they're done, it's going to add value to your team. It's going to add value to your home, if that makes sense to you.
I still love my team, Gus. Hey, basketball ain't looking great. Let's look forward to LSU and Tulane baseball, Gus. This year, man. let's get into some baseball, Gus. Have a good week, buddy. You enjoy.
Thank you, bud. There goes Uncle Earl. He's ready for baseball, Jordan. General D chiming into the conversation here. Quickly, before you talk, General D, about Diddy in Australia, as the Cajun goat asked, Daniel says you'd have to work out a buyout with this team if you wanted to move him for this year during the season from Australia. They do. The Pelicans own his NBA rights. He just can't join another team in the league. So he essentially, sort of like soccer to an extent, right now he's property of the Australian team. If you want him, you have to organize a buyout. Not that you couldn't, but it's a lot more to it than just picking up the phone and saying, hey, a flight's on its way. Not to say that it's not, but the reason he started down there, I'm told, is they want another year of development. He's playing well. Let's just see what happens. General D, what you got?
Yeah, I was going to speak to that point. You know, I think the part that really is striking is that Didi is way ahead of schedule. So he was able to go to a team that had a lot of veterans on it, and he's been their 3-and-D guy. He's been one of their main stoppers. There was an article, I forget what it was written in, and Griff even spoke to that. And one of the reasons was the relationship with Trajan Langdon and his head coach. They've had some past history, and Didi kind of fell into the perfect spot. And really his development for what this team needs, the Pelicans, is right on par. So the buyout, yeah, I'm not sure all the contract ramifications. But, you know, the thing that I keep wanting to go back to is this team is bright. It's a matter of making a couple of moves. The word on the street right now is that Lonzo Ball is having interest from the Clippers and the Knicks and the Raptors. There's some good pieces on those teams to get back in return. I think, as I mentioned to you at the gym today, I think we needed to package some of our picks that we have in the future to help this team get better right now. But one of the things that's going to happen is you've got to free up space in order for guys like Nikhil and for Kara to get those minutes. You know, where we're lacking at is their development as well. But I think that you can bring those guys in and not have a big drop-off, especially from where those guys are playing currently, being Ball and Bledsoe and even Redick in that mix. Another caller talked about, you know, sending Melly off. That's another obvious situation. But one of the things I wanted to speak to is that they compared Didi to Sean Livingston and Spencer Dinwiddie. His 3-and-D potential is really there. He needs to put on the size for his body, but you know, his game is really suited for him. We saw it in the when he was in the preseason when he came as a rookie. He had some flashes. But like anything, guys need to play. That's why he went over to their league. That's why Kara and Nall have to get more minutes. I guess the question I ask you is there any target out there, I mean, other than the obvious one with Bradley Beal, would you push your chips to the table right now and go for him? Or do you think you're going to wait the process out and see how things play out? What's your thoughts there, Doug?
General D, that's an interesting conversation because – I guess you have to look at it from this perspective. What's your timeline, right? What are you looking at timeline-wise? Now, I'm pretty sure this organization wants to make the playoffs. Of course they do. And I think the fan base wants that to happen as well. How you get there, I think, would be sort of the way you look at it. You have a bunch of assets. I know there's a lot of people on social media saying, well, what's the point of hoarding them if you're not? So do you wait? Because right now, I mean, per ESPN and others, the Nets have won the NBA championship. There's really no reason to continue to play. The Lakers will face them, and it will be, what, a sweep? Jordan, is that what we're seeing? A sweep of the Lakers by the Nets? So it's either one of those two teams, General D, the Pels. We're just wasting time. So I guess what I'm saying is, in a funny way, I would value more of trying to find what your building blocks are and where it is that you exactly need. I know Beal and maybe another player or two or something like that that may stand out is fine if you give up your draft picks and all of that. But again, does that make sense in the long run in terms of one of the reasons you made those moves to begin with was to stockpile these draft picks to be assets to move later for a bigger player? Or as I would like to see too, maybe a combination of both. You can use that to get a bigger player. And also, General D, to do things that you're finding right now, a shooter, a defender, a rim protector, like use your second round picks like that to where you can find that for that guy that comes in and just does that. I'm not looking for a superstar or star. I got those already. I can find those in a big trade or if I draft higher. But what's the point of having all these second round picks if A, you're not going to use them for draft capital, trade capital, or specifically targets? That's what I want. That guy, he does nothing but shoot threes. Can't shoot a free throw. Can't, it's no 12 footer. They can shoot threes. So I think going and getting a Beal is going to cost you. And is the cost worth what you're going to get right now? Is it going to change your team that drastically? And then you have to answer this, General D, to what? To get the 8 seed? To get the 9th seed? To get the 7th seed this year? You're not beating the Clippers and Lakers, and you're not winning the West this year. I just don't think you are. Even if you bring in Beal, I mean, who are you bringing in to win the West? So, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong on that. If I'm not winning the West, I almost, to your point, play Naw, play Kyra, which is what I'm about to get to. Let them run with the other three. That's your starting five. Let's see what I have. Then I can say, okay, well, you know what? I do need a guy like Beal. You know what? I do need another guy that does that. But run with the young kids. See what happens. That's kind of where I'm heading.
Well, I'm with you to some extent. But like any team, there's incremental successes that have to take place. One of the things that we've seen is that, okay, down the stretch, who's going to be our closer? You know, okay, well, certain games it's been B.I. that stepped up. Young teams have to find ways to win in close ball games. This team has to kind of figure that out to some extent.
Mm-hmm.
But having a guy that would be that closer to come in, then, okay, there's, you know, that takes the pressure off. Maybe some of these guys are feeling they have to force it. I'm with you 100% that they have to come through and give guys like Naw and Kyra run. Now, could that run be with the second unit? I think they have to build chemistry as well. No team, I mean, you've seen this across the board, that's the kind of the knock on the Nets. You know, how's the chemistry going to be there? So with this team, you need to figure out guys that play well together, kind of guys that know their role. Basketball is very similar to football. You know, you have to be able to fulfill your role and then play off your strength. So if it is a guy that's a D&3 guy, well, then that's what he needs to figure out he needs to be. I agree with the call that it's called in before about Josh Hart, that maybe he's been getting too many minutes. I don't think he's a guy that we need to move on from and put him on the bus, so to speak. I just think we need to play to his strengths. If he comes in and dives on the floor, picks up a charge, he is one of the best rebounding guards in the game. So give you those minutes. But we need to find some additional help, and hopefully this rumors with Lonzo Ball kind of pan out, and we can bring in a couple of assets. And I think you move on from J.J. Redick, Ball, Melly, and then kind of evaluate who else you need to throw into that mix. Untouchables for me are Kyra, Naw, B.I., Zion, and Adam. And after that, it's kind of, you know, take your pick. And I think I would push some chips to the table to at least make that next step, because I think this team should be in the playoffs that has the, you know, I think a chance to have two guys that are on the All-Star roster if they're winning. But when you're not winning, it's very difficult to make that case.
General D, lots in there. Thank you so much, sir, for the phone call. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be back. It's the Sports Hangover on your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
Introducing Fidelity Income Planning. We look at how much you've saved, how much you'll need, and help you build a straightforward plan to generate income, even when you're not working. A plan that gives you the chance to grow your savings and create cash flow that lasts. Plus, you can start, stop, or adjust your plan at any time. Talk to us today so we can help you go from saving to living. Fidelity Brokerage Services, member NYSC, SIPC. Let's go!
It's time for some straight talk. Look, we all drop our phones. It happens. You fumble it, crack it, splash it. Well, Straight Talk Wireless now offers this new Platinum Unlimited plan that includes phone protection. Just $65 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data, plus 20 gigs of hotspot, 100 gigs of cloud storage, and more. All on the best network. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. See Mobile Protect terms and conditions at Asurion.com/straighttalk. Limitations and exclusions apply.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, I'm Casey Gistler.
And I'm Stan Gravois.
Join us every Saturday right here for the Sports Corner.
High school, college, and national sports.
Coaches and call-ins and your take on our opinions in the world of sports.
So join us every Saturday from 10 to noon.
Right here on the Sports Corner, presented by TGMC Community Sports Institute.
10 to noon.
On ESPN 100.3.
Let's hit it.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Pelicans head coach Stan Van Gundy, following last night's loss to the Jazz, had this to say about the team.
Our team attitude has been tremendous. Now, is there frustration? Of course, on all of our parts. But, I mean, this is a great group, high character, work hard, trying to get it right. I really like this team. Attitude wise. And I think you saw it tonight, right? I mean, we were down 25 and, you know, kept playing. And, you know, I didn't see any quit in us. The one game where we just never could get back in was the Phoenix game. And I think that was more a fatigue thing than anything. I haven't seen any quit in anybody. I haven't seen any splintering in anybody. I haven't seen any finger pointing. To answer your question, I'm very happy with the attitude of this team.
I agree 100% with head coach Stan Van Gundy there, and then I would add this, yet. Y-E-T. Let me get to my point that I've been trying to get here from the top of the hour. Again, no guest this hour if you'd like to chime in, 800-998-1003, or at ESPN Radio NOLA. So you're watching a game last night, and I'm trying to look at it from a couple of perspectives. Because your fan eyes, your Twitter fingers, you're going, Lonzo Ball didn't work on this team. He's struggling, you know, put in Naw. You know me, I like Kyra. But I can't just look at it like that. So are there basketball reasons to why not giving Lonzo Ball some of those minutes are reasonable? The point guard position, you've heard me say this before, and again, this is my opinion, it's the quarterback, right? I mean, you have seen in the best of cases, guys like Chris Paul and others, a solid point guard controls pace, space, can defend, picks up the ball. I mean, there's a reason when you can find two-way point guards, it is great. But again, it's a very important position. At least it is to me. And I think it's a position that you have to ask yourself. And again, this is kind of where I've been now. I felt this way 2-3 games into it. And I've had discussions with friends and others in the media about this. And when it comes to Lonzo, he's in his last year of his contract. The team has not given him an extension, so he's playing for one. The team wants to see if it's worth giving him one. And obviously some people say, well, you trade him. Well, what is his value? What are the assets you can get for him and what you can do for it? I just start out with the simplest of things. Because this is a football town, right? I've heard this all my life. Especially when the Hornets got here, became Pels. No one ever cared. It's a football town. Fine. So I'll use a football analogy. Because I've used this analogy, and it didn't hit at first with a lot of my people that I talked to, but now they get it. Is Lonzo Ball Taysom Hill? Understand what I'm getting at. I know it's two different sports. With Taysom, you're happy if he completes a pass. Am I lying? Come on, let's be honest. 7 of 11, 150, no interceptions through a TD. You're excited if he makes the right read. You're excited if on a RPO he makes the right, he carries the ball 17 yards, doesn't fumble. Oh my gosh, he's dropping back the pass. Is it a, no, it's not a pick, it's a completion to Michael Thomas, right? But when Drew or other quarterbacks play, you're not thinking like that. Why? You expect them, especially, to compete at that level. So I'm asking it from this perspective, because we're here. There's no longer, like several weeks ago when I first brought this up in conversation to people, of maybe. No, we're here. The Saints are going to have a different quarterback. So when you look at the teams in the NFC you're going to be competing with, are you okay with a middle of the NFC QB? Can you win that way? What you want to win? It's a simple yes or no. The teams right now, 1 through 8 in the Western Conference. Jordan, you ready to do this exercise with me? Simple, yes or no. Right? Their point guard, our point guard. Simply, and I understand but again, he's just going to bring up a point here. Just, would you rather their point guard or your point guard? The Lakers are a little different because you do see a lot of times it's AD and LeBron that kind of use it, but regardless, let's just say person that handles the ball the most. Lakers or Pels?
Lakers.
Okay. Jazz or Pels?
Jazz.
Okay. The Clippers.
The Clippers.
The Suns. CP me.
The Suns.
Okay. Spurs.
The Spurs.
Really? Okay. Trailblazers.
Blazers.
Okay. Golden State on Steph Curry. I know, I'm not even going to ask you. Ja Morant.
Yes.
Okay. That's your 8 teams right now. Murray with the Nuggets.
Yes.
Luka with Dallas. Yes. They're not in the playoffs right now, 6-7. Okay. So, again, that's just where you are. Now, Dallas is 6-7. Thunder, 6-7. Pels are 5-8. The 8th seed, 7-6. Jordan, are you good at math? Because I'm terrible. Aren't you taking, like, statistics?
I was.
Okay.
But I'm not anymore.
How many games are you out of the 8th spot?
1.
2. I want to go back to the conversation I had with Cajun Goat. I'm going to ask you now. You ready? Paying attention?
Gotcha.
Okay. How's Zion played this year?
He's been great, but I think
Okay, it's just simple, yes.
Yes.
Has he played good?
Yes.
All right. What are you butting about? The guy's averaging 27 points.
The way he does it.
You know what? You're not in this exercise
anymore. Wait, come on.
You're not in this exercise anymore. Okay.
No.
Zion's played well.
He's played great.
He's played great. At the very least. My goodness gracious. He had 32 points. He's been dunking on everybody since he went on this road trip, and you want to give me a butt. You know what? You, Mike, off. Brandon Ingram's played well. Steven Adams has played well. 3 of your starting 5 have played well. You've lost 5 of 6. And in some of those games that you lost, especially here on the homestand, all right, back to the conversation. Thank you. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Don't fail me. The losses here at home. Indiana.
Should have won.
Oklahoma City.
Should have won.
Charlotte.
Should have won.
What happened? Why did you lose? High number of what?
Turnovers.
Who handles the ball?
Lonzo Ball.
No. Well, guards.
Yes.
Guard play. But in particular, again, your point guard, by definition, I get, well, Gus, the NBA is positionless basketball. Stop. I get what positionless basketball means, that bigs can go stretch, and now he's like Joe Ingles, you know, guys like looks like a tree, but he's shooting threes. I get all of that. AD shooting three. I get that. You still need a ball handler.
Ball.
You still need a decision maker. You still need somebody that controls pace and understands when it's time to pick it up. When it's time to slow it down, uh-oh, they're on a 7-2 run. Let's make sure this is a good possession. You've got to have that. This isn't just, I don't like Lonzo. This isn't, I have something personal, but it has nothing to do with his dad. It's nothing. This is simply, what are you getting out of that position? We'll get to the shooting guard, and we'll get to the backup guards in a second. But if your point guard is not a scorer in today's NBA, then he better do something overwhelmingly better at something else. Because of the teams I look at, even the teams that are not even in there, De'Aaron Fox for Sacramento, they haven't won like a, De'Aaron Fox can score.
Yeah.
Okay. You better, I haven't got to the East. You better have a guard, and he better have a good point guard. So if your point guard is struggling to score, if your point guard's struggling with turnovers, if your point guard isn't defending, I keep hearing the potential, and that's great. It's all about potential. I understand that. Here's the conundrum. Like Will Guillory said, I'm not ready to pass on him. That's fine. You can feel that way. And I get it. I understand it. He's still young. Can he develop into the guy? The conundrum is this. Can you afford to wait for it? The conundrum is the time. If Lonzo had 2 years on his deal, 3 years on his deal, I might feel differently. He is in his last year of his deal. He wants his extension. He changed agents. He wants a max deal. I don't know who's giving that to him. But that's what he wants.
And I want to be a millionaire.
Okay, but stop. Normally, at this point in juncture, if you're not going to keep somebody that long term, then you would be looking to then move that individual for assets. The problem is this, and here's your conundrum. If I bench him, that value goes down. If he continues to play poorly, the value doesn't increase. My conundrum is this. What do I do? Because you heard Van Gundy, the attitude is great. But guys, y'all watched the game yesterday, didn't you? How long did it take, honestly? You guys that spend time on Twitter or Facebook or just watching. How long did it take you to go, oh my, put in awe. First brick, second brick, third brick, fourth brick.
Tip off.
I mean, at what point did you go? And it's not fair. I get it because is it a slump? We've played sports enough. I play baseball. We have seen great hitters strike out like 10 times in a row. They go through slumps. The problem is, again, and I just gave it to you, they're only two games out of the eighth spot. But it feels worse, doesn't it? It feels like my overall analogy. Square peg in a round hole. It feels like when I saw the starting lineup yesterday, my first instinct, it's not disrespectful to Stan Van Gundy, and I get with the home and the pals. I'm just, when I saw the lineup, I'm like, we've seen that lineup. It's not working. It doesn't work. Quick break. I'll continue my point. I just see I hit the break time. When we come back, I'll continue my point. Want your opinions on this, but I have a suggestion and why. I've thought about this and reasoning behind it. And why I think it just benefits everybody, all parties involved. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
Ain't got no regrets.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
Some people just have a knack for being there when you need them the most. Like your third grade classmate who sticks up for you against that bully. The neighbor who gives you a jump start. And the friend who chases away that flock of geese at your outdoor wedding. Your State Farm agent has your back too, through good times and the not so good. And who's got your agent's back? State Farm, the company people have trusted for more than 90 years. We're here to help life go right.
Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and cut off today at 985-632-0988.
Hey, it's your home, and I need to ask you a few favors. In the kitchen, there's a spider stuck between the window and the screen, and I know it's dead, and technically it's outside, but it's still freaking me out. Can you flick it out or something? Also, just to save some money, and it's super easy, could you bundle your home and car insurance with Geico? Last thing, could you take the holiday decorations down? Yeah, I'm one of those.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
Want to be a fly on the wall at Nat Geo's headquarters? Well, with the Overheard podcast, you can. From smuggled dinosaur bones to man-made glaciers, each episode takes a dive into the curious conversations that occur behind the scenes at National Geographic. Overheard is presented by Geico. Millions of ESPN sports fans count on Geico for reliable car insurance and low, low rates. Visit geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. Geico.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Good afternoon.
Only one performance a day.
So let's get this show on the road, eh?
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Zion Williamson following the game last night.
No, I don't think we're stuck at all. I think it's just we get incomplacent. We don't stay consistent. Like, there are times when we stay consistent and we go on runs and we do our thing. But then, you know, when the team, when we give up like 6 points in a row or 8 points in a row, we start trying to do our own thing, and that just makes things worse instead of just sticking with like our set offense and stuff.
The third quarter was kind of what he's talking about, 36-20. Again, your point guard can do a lot there. A person that has confidence, a person that knows what to do, where to go. So here's what I was thinking. Because there's an issue right now with this team. And again, I want you to know and remember this and keep this in the back of your mind as a backdrop. You're two games out the A spot. Two. Still early. You got plenty of basketball there, but you're just two. And I'm not saying Nikhil Alexander-Walker or Kyra Lewis are your saviors and this team is going to go on an 11-game winning streak. I don't know that, and I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is I've seen in a small sample size, and I understand a small sample size, because the bigger question to what I'm about to say is it an overreaction? Do you wait it out? Do you play it out? Do you continue to see it? Do you wait for JJ to come out of the slump? Do you wait for Josh Hart to make some shots? Do you wait for Lonzo to shoot like it did last year? Do you wait for him and Bledsoe to mesh? Do you wait? Do you wait? Do you wait? What I'm saying is, how much do you wait and how long? I say this as a joke, but I'm not. You're not beating the Lakers this year in the West. The Clippers, you just saw the Jazz. They're number two right now. Are the Pels with them? Well, they had it to six. They were going back and forth, weren't they? When they were making good decisions and shots were falling, they were playing. Then their threes were going down. The Pelicans, again, I go back to Will Guillory's tweet. 128 made threes, 210 allowed. So you had to change your philosophy to an extent, because if you can't shoot them, then you can't allow them. Right? I need more shooting on this team from the guard position. I mean, have to. The other guys, we just went through the exercise. Zion's playing well. Brandon's playing well. Steven Adams is playing well. Three of your five are playing well. And they're primarily always on the court, one way, shape, or form. Hayes, the only one that comes in for Adams. So what I'm saying is this. If the other two guards aren't doing that on a consistent basis, aren't showing the aggressiveness or the nature to make right decisions, which we've seen this year, what do you have to lose? What do you have to lose? I think you run those two and see where they are, because even Antonio Daniels said this yesterday, and Joe Myers was being very, he walked the line yesterday, right? When Kyra was in, he said, you know, he's your point guard of the future. He sees it and he understands it. That's the guy you're going with. Well, if that's the guy, and what I'm seeing with what I'm seeing, and I'm only two games out, again, this is just my opinion. Run with him. Run with him. Is it Lonzo and Eric that now have to get traded to get those minutes? Because I keep hearing, well, you know, you got to find those minutes. I can find those minutes really simply. I'm starting Kyra Lewis and Nikhil Alexander-Walker, right? I mean, that's how I find those minutes. They've earned it. Or let's see if they can or not. What do I have to lose? You bring Lonzo or Bledsoe off the bench. I just, that's the simplest thing to do. Or, per report, because The Ringer wrote a story this morning, well, that Lonzo is not playing well. And that's the last thing you need to start becoming a national storyline. Because you want to move him. Like, Gus, we got to trade him. Okay, what are you getting for him? I'm asking you right now, what are you getting for him? At this point, you want to know what my opinion is? For Bledsoe, or even for, you know, because Bledsoe's had a nice game every now and then. But for like, Can any of those guys bring back a three-point shooter? Because that's what this team desperately needs. Yes or no? I mean, that's what I'm asking.
I think you can. I think you could.
Can you not find somebody in the NBA that's either on the bench or in a losing team? Like, I'm starting from the bottom up. Minnesota, you got anybody that can shoot a three? You want Lonzo? You want Eric? I need a three-point shooter, man. I need scoring. I am getting destroyed. They scored 63 points off of threes, the Jazz, last night. You scored 18. They made 21. You made 6. But, Gus, the Jazz are a three-point shooting team. Yeah. They're the second seed. If you want to compete, that's what you got to get. So that's why I keep saying the timeline. That's why I'm not completely on board with, let's bring in Beal. Let's bring in these superstars. Because it's going to cost you your draft capital. It's going to cost you your picks that you have. It's going to cost you all that timeline. I want to be competitive and competing for that in 3 to 4 years. I'm just trying to be realistic. I'm not saying I don't want to be in the playoffs. But you're 3-4 years away, man, from competing for the Western Conference and NBA Finals. Come on, let's be honest, right? So with all that said, and again, I'm just being honest. You saw the Suns game. You saw the Lakers game. You saw the Clippers game. I need better guard play. Let's see where I'm at. Let's see where I'm at. If in a month or so they're not playing well, okay, well, at least you know. But my belief and thought process is that I think Nikhil Alexander-Walker, and I think Kyra Lewis are my future one, too. So why not run with them? To your point, Jordan, the Chargers, what did they do this year? We're going to run with Herbert. They lost a lot of close games, didn't they? And you know what they're going to do next year?
Win a lot of close games.
Exactly. Why? Because he's been in that situation and do it. Did they make the playoffs this year?
No.
No. Josh Allen. Do you remember the previous couple of years at Buffalo? Couple of picks, bad decisions. Where are they right now?
AFC championship
again.
Game.
I mean, I'm just saying, how is that any different because we're a football town? Can we not use the analogy with a football team? Would you not just run with the young guy? Well, and just see what happens.
What's also frustrating is you see a lot of these guys that were just drafted this year making a huge impact for their teams, and they didn't even have a training camp.
And that's why when people come back to me and say, well, they're going to make mistakes. So what? You have veterans making mistakes right now.
Guys have been in the league for 4 years.
You can't learn if you don't learn from your mistakes. Kyra came into the game first, second. He drove right-hand floater. Two plays later, he drove, got a shot blocked. He drove again, got a shot blocked. He learned, and then he made a shot after that. But he has to learn. And that's all I'm saying. So what's my suggestion? What's best for everybody? I think you see if he can trade Eric Bledsoe or Lonzo Ball. I know y'all guys want Melly out and stuff like that. But see if he can bring in a three-point shooter for them. What is your value? What are you trying to get? You're not going to get a first. You're not going to get a superstar for them.
You don't want more picks.
Yes, and I don't want more picks. If I'm trading any of those guys, what I need is a guy that can shoot the three. I don't care if he speaks English. I don't care if he's from Greece. I don't care if he gets lost. I don't know. He has a phone, and he can Google map to the arena. Or you can pick him up. I don't care. Can he shoot a three? I don't care if he can dribble. I don't care if he plays defense. Go to the corner. They shot one corner three yesterday, the Pelicans. There's Brandon Ingram. We missed. One corner three. How many times have you seen a game this season where the Pels play somebody and there it is, drive and kick? This isn't complicated. We don't have to overcomplicate this game. Kyra Lewis doesn't have to lead me in points. But Gus, you just tell me, that's what I need from Lonzo. No. But if he's not going to score for you, can he drive and kick and find the right read? Can he play defense? Can he lead? Can he tell people where to go? He's quiet on the court. When's the last time you saw Lonzo kind of dictate pace and space or tell players where to go? Brandon Ingram, as a matter of fact, during the homestand, shoved Lonzo Ball into the corner to play defense, a la LeBron. Again, it's not personal. But there's a story out today that there's a rumor mill that the Knicks, the Raptors, the Mavs, the Clippers, and Magics have shown interest in Lonzo Ball. If that's the case, do what's best for everybody. Free up the minutes, just roll with the young kids, man. Let Naw and let Kyra learn with Lonzo. I mean, with Zion, Brandon Ingram, and Steven Adams. Just let them learn. You win, you win. You don't, you don't. It's year one of your core. Go see what they can do. Sports Hangover, Hour 3 next on ESPN New Orleans.
This Saturday, DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the UFC, is offering new players a free shot at millions of